Welcome back to my loyal subscribers from all across the world to another episode of the Alicia Lawrence Show. And of course, this is Alicia. Today I'm going to be talking about the most depressing day of the year. And it was inspired by an article I saw online by Allard Blake entitled, Why Today, May 18, is the Day to Change Your Life. Of course, on May 18, I'm going to be making another podcast reminding you this is the day to change your life. A part of the article was based on the work of Dr. Cliff Arnold, who worked out a formula, and yes, there is a formula for the most depressing day of the year, which found that January 24 is the most depressing day of the year. I'm wondering if you can think back to January 24 and figure out how you felt that day if you really felt depressed. I think I was at work and I remember one of my colleagues saying, oh, I just feel so low today. And it just brought a smile to my face as I thought about the article. And I'm like, yep, she is a victim of it being the most depressing day of the year. Don't lose faith. Because we do spend a third of the year in recovery and be positive by May 18. Now, I know you're curious about the formula, and I'm going to try not to bore you with this, but I thought it was very interesting. Here's the formula for the most depressing day of the year. The formula reads 1/8, capital W, plus, in parentheses, capital D minus lowercase d, 3/8 times capital T, capital Q, and M, capital M times capital NA. Yes, I'm happy to report there is a translation which goes capital W, weather, debt, capital D minus the amount of money to be paid on your next payday, lowercase d, and the time since Christmas, the failure to quit, capital Q, and okay, you know what, I'm pretty much lost with this formula, but it says that it works out to January 24 being the most depressing day of the year. What I found interesting about this formula is that the two D's, the capital D and the lowercase d. The capital D is debt. And I saw it, I'm like, wow, they're saying that debt is just huge in our minds. And the lowercase d is your paycheck. Meaning that we have more debt than we have money to cover our debt. And I'm sure a lot of you can relate to this. But what Dr. Cliff Arnold was alluding to is that we spend so much money in Christmas, so we have this huge bill to pay. And then when we get our first paycheck in January, we don't have enough money to cover all the expenses we incurred during the Christmas season. I'm sure listening to this podcast, I've probably depressed you even more. So let me just give you a little pick me up. Don't lose hope if you messed up on your New Year's resolution, which is a part of the formula. A lot of people lose steam on their New Year's resolution by the 24th of January. But don't lose hope if you messed up your New Year's resolution, because according to Dr. Cliff Arnold, who has discovered May 18 is the perfect day to make New Year style resolutions. So if you're looking for another day for a fresh start, May 18 is your day. You can do all the planning you want till May 18 and start your New Year's resolutions afresh. And plus, it will be the start of summer as well. So you'll have beautiful weather, nice sunny days at the beach. What gives Dr. Arnold the right to say this? I'm sure that's one of the questions in your mind. Well, he is a specialist in happiness, motivation, and confidence, and he is a psychologist at Cardiff University. I had no idea you had people who are specialists in happiness. Okay, I can understand a specialist in motivation and confidence, building self-confidence, but this is the first time I've heard of a specialist in happiness. I think I'm going to Google that and find out what are the requirements to become a specialist in happiness. So the article continues to point out that May 18 is found to be the most positive day of the year. And you guessed it, there is a formula for that too. Look out for my podcast, which is a part two to this, on May 18, introducing you to the formula for why May 18 is the most positive day of the year, per Dr. Cliff Arnold's research. And if you're curious about reading this article, in the description for this podcast, I've posted a link so you can click on it and find more detail and insights about the most depressing day of the year and the most positive day of the year. Remember, you can still send an email to alicia@iliftoinspire.com and let me know whether or not you'll be taking this second chance on May 18 for a do-over for your New Year's resolutions. Of course, I'll be closing out the show with a funny one-liner, and it goes, who does Dracula get letters from? His Fang Club. Well, I hope that brought a smile to your face today. This is Alicia. Have a wonderfully fabulous day.